Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On this week's episode, we talk about fast food.
Girl, today we do the Hot Ones Challenge.
And we find out what made Monet say this.
They arraigned them, and when they went to court, the girls were like acting wild in court too. And we find out what made Bob say this.
Bitch, nature has plants that will end you. You smell this, it'll be your last time smelling the roses.
So,
what were you saying before?
You are fully dressed like T.D. Jakes, and I'm uncomfortable.
Hey! And you're dressed like Kim Burrell, and I feel broke.
First of all, I'm surprised you saw that. Like, I didn't think you would be on a... Christian TikTok that I would come through or like anything. That's like, you detest the religion. So the fact that even came through your TikTok.
And I know that's what you saw. Why are you on religious TikTok?
I'm not religious, but I watch a lot of singing videos, and a lot of great singers are church singers, and they filter in sometimes.
Well, this was not about singing. This video had nothing to do with singing. It was messiness, and I am on messy talk.
Messy talk.
And what were we saying about my body before?
Okay, what I was saying is Bob says that he is, in drag, he's known for his body. I said, no, you're not.
I'm known for my shape.
That is not true. You're known for being funny. Yeah. You're known for being a comedian.
People are known for many things, and I'm known for having a great
shape.
That's
not one thing that you're known for.
And what are you known for?
I'm known for my ass, and my ass is a
Oh, so you're known for your body. Interesting. But I can't be known for my wonderful shape.
Oh, my God.
Comment below if you think I'm known for my shape.
I'm known for being very funny. I'm known for my ass.
You're just the queen of it all.
So today, if you're wondering what's going on, we are going to be doing the hot sauce challenge during this episode of Sibling Rivalry. And we are getting hot sauces ranging in degrees of temperature.
Today, we're starting
with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different sauces.
How do you think you'll do?
I don't know. First of all, how much sauce you put on here? Bob.
I put a few dabs of it on there. What is this one?
The name of this sauce is the classic hot sauce. So how many Scovilles is it? Do we know?
I don't know. We'll put it on the screen, will we?
Oh, you eat wigs like a
nigga.
Y'all saw that? This nigga pulled out the one bowl so he can do it all in one bite.
Okay. Hell, somebody. You hungry? So... what's our topic today? Wait, first of all, I don't understand why I'm not known for my body. It's one of my name.
Well, you cannot just.
If you are only listening today, we apologize, but y'all, you're gonna want to watch this one. This is the one that you're gonna, because I have a feeling it's gonna get wild. Because one of the inspirations for us was we saw the that scene in Loot where
I thought it was real,
where Maya Rudolph, did a whole scene with the Hot Ones guy. You know, I've always wanted to be on this show. This is one of my favorite YouTube shows. It is really good. I don't even know if they do it on YouTube anymore. And that was like
it's on HBO Max.
It's like a TV show now, but the whole show has changed.
Has it?
Yeah, the celebrities are they do more than just celebrities now. They do like regular people and celebrities. Dusty Ray Bottoms and Alexis were on there. I said and celebrities.
You were the officiant at her wedding.
I said and celebrities.
Okay, mom said, yeah, it's not really any, it's not even celebrities anymore. They had Dusty Ray Bottoms.
That's not what I said. I said they have regular people and celebrities. So I think what it is like celebrities against regular everyday people. Mm. And Dusty Ray Bottoms and Alexis Michelle were the celebrities in the episode.
So who was the celebrity? Who was the regular person?
Dusty? No, they were a team.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Anyway. When they try to start drama.
Okay, well, what do you think about the first one? That was, girl.
It was whatever.
I've had ketchup spicier than that.
Yeah, but it was number one. The classic hot sauce.
How many Scovilles, Jacob?
1,800 Scovilles.
I don't have a gauge. For example, what is, can you look up what is like Cholula and what is like, I don't have any gauge of what Scovilles
Do you have any
are.
Favorite episodes of Hot Ones?
I think, bitch, we're not having dinner.
Cholula is 1,000 to 2,000.
No, so Cholula is nothing. Bitch, I mean,
Cholula is great. But Monet, we're at the number one. I think by the time we get to the one called Apollo, we might be singing a different tune.
Take this with a grain of salt because it might not be like 100% accurate. A Scoville unit is how many single drops of sugar water you have to drop into like a teaspoon, like a drop of the hot sauce, so you can't taste it anymore. So it's completely not spicy.
I don't know how to process.
It wasn't very spicy, but anyway, okay. Have you ever watched Hot Ones?
Wait, so do you like? So I'm a flat. You like flat? I like
I'm
drums.
A flat.
Oh my god, we're like the perfect little wing pair.
Oh yeah, do you get all drums?
I don't get all drums, but I always eat the drum. My drums are my favorite.
People who like flats we about that flat life. We be like,
because people that eat flats, y'all are savage niggas. Yo, Bob is here disjointing the chicken.
Okay, you are leap. First of all, the faux pas, the amount of meat left on this.
Oh my god,
girl! No. At my family cookout, this would be a no no.
Really,
Monet? All this? No. I'm gonna show you how to eat a drum in a second because that is. I'm gonna do the drum next.
I have to say I do eat flats like you, but
because that is foolishness. Foolishness.
Okay, shall we?
So anyway, so there's some of my favorite episodes of Hot Ones. Tyra Banks has an amazing Hot Ones.
Oh, is it?
Tyra Banks' Hot Ones is so good.
Which is so people trying to come. People are trying to come for Tyra again.
Well, her show was very problematic.
But so the recent
this one is called Dawson's Hot Sauce. Not Cedar Smoked Garlic.
Not Shane Dawson's Hot Sauce. Not the fucking nigga monkey bitch monster hot sauce.
Oh, God. Oh, Shane Dawson. Are you were saying?
Oh, yeah, because she has her smile. A Modeland is out again. So she, you know,
Oh, Modeland's open now?
It's open now. So she's like promoting it. And this
not
one
promoting.
Girl, this one girl was like, yeah, after you called me a size 2.
Oh, that's right. And it was,
but Tyra didn't say it. J. Manuel said it. So everybody's like dragging the girl now. People like, Tyra didn't say that to you. And then people are like, and bitch, you weren't a size 2. That's not my business.
Then they called her a plus size model when she was a size 2, and she said, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, but the best Hot Ones, hands down, is DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled?
He quit after Cholula.
No.
Monet?
No.
He quit, and he was like, I am not okay. He was like, I'm sweating. I'm fucked up. Is this a joke? Is this
Cholula?
Cholula.
I don't even know her.
So this one is supposed to be 8,200, so it should be much more spicy than the last one.
It's so spicy.
That's a little kick, but
it's a really clever show. Hot Ones is just, I mean, there have just been some amazing moments on Hot Ones. I think Billie Eilish was like a champion.
No, it was Lord.
Lord was one?
How well are you going to do?
I think I'm going to do, I'm West Indian. West Indian people, I've been drinking eating hot sauce since I was 8 years old.
Not drinking it.
You know, as a kid, I used to eat onions like an apple.
That's games.
I used to.
Yeah, I believe it. Yep. For sure. 100.
Can I interest you in a napkin?
Oh, my God.
I used to eat.
DJ Khaled. We the best music.
Why? I just choked on a piece of chicken. I'm not choked. Oh my god, you're so extra.
Two hot sauce in, she got COVID symptoms already. Bitch, you're gonna have monkeypox by the time we get to 7.
I'm so dumb. Okay, I have to say, because we're gonna talk about fast food today too. Which fast food joints, like wing joints, do you believe in? Like, do you like Wingstop?
I like Cosmic Wings.
I never had Cosmic Wings.
Cosmic Wings, they sell, but it is so hood. They sell like Flaming Hot Cheetos wings.
Is it good?
I like them. Maybe it's the novelty of it, but it's like a wing covered in Flaming Hot Cheeto dust.
I don't like Flaming Hot Cheetos, or maybe that's what it is.
They have a Cheeto one too. They have a regular Cheeto one and a Flaming Hot Cheeto one. Mm. And that is so, that is exciting to me. Girl, I saw this shit. I was on a diet at the time and I said, not no more, Henny.
Oh, God. This one got a little friend with her.
Now, we are moving on to our third hot sauce. This, let me read it to you. It says, Calabria. This is chilies, sun-dried tomato, and garlic.
Ooh, we love a sun-dried tomato. Wait, Bob, wait for me. I'm just waiting.
But yeah, what wings do you like? I mean, I like buffalo. I actually like buffalo.
I like buffalo because the Buffalo Wild Wings. All my friends, we would go out to Buffalo Wild Wings in like high school and stuff. Because Buffalo Wild Wings, they used to have all the different sauces you can have. I was gagged when I found out you can get all the different sauces. Do you like? Do you like a? I like a. I vary. I love a dry rub though. Like I love a lemon pepper.
My family is so serious about lemon pepper.
I love lemon pepper wings.
We had wings last night.
Did y'all really?
Last night. Ooh, but we made pink sauce. Me and my niece made pink. We made our own pink sauce, though. We didn't buy the lady. I mean, nothing against the lady. I cannot vouch for or degrade her pink sauce.
Okay, so I was wrong with the last one was 7,000 Scoville units. This one is 15,000.
Yeah, it's pretty chill.
This is.
I have a sneaking suspicion it's going to get it. Don't start shrugging your shoulders.
I know it is, but I'm just saying three. The jump from 1,000 to 15,000, I thought we would feel something by now.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't terribly spicy. Have you ever made the mistake of eating buffalo wings and then like 20 minutes later rubbing your eyes?
No. Have you?
Yes. Or like lotioning. Put on like a fragrant lotion and then be like, urky, urky, urky.
What makes wings like buffalo?
So I think that a buffalo sauce... So what makes wings buffalo is having buffalo sauce on them.
But wait, what is buffalo sauce? Like
buffalo sauce, I think it has to have like vinegar in it. I think buffalo, like vinegar is a part of what makes a hot sauce, specifically buffalo sauce. You know, buffalo wings are invented in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, I knew that. I'm from New York, girl.
You're not from Buffalo, bitch. You ain't Mitch Farina. You are not Mitch Farina. You will literally never be Mitch Farina.
My God, you're ridiculous.
Do you agree? Do you agree that you're not Mitch Farina?
Oh, Bob's going to hate this one. Bob's going to hate this one because it's mustard. It looks mustardy. This one is called Angry Goat Pepper Company. Oh, the Phoenix.
What?
Ooh, cantaloupe, melon, and scotch bonnet hot sauce. I love a mango habanero or a cantaloupe melon. That's great.
This is 39,000 Scoville.
We are doubled. We are in the land of double. Now, Monet, don't try to be fierce. If it's hot, say it's hot.
I will, but have
don't try to be like.
Has anything been hot? Nothing. Has
no,
been
no, no, nothing's been hot yet. But I feel like you're gonna try to be tough.
I'm not.
I'm from New York.
What is the spiciest thing you've ever eaten?
I've had
your whole.
Babe, I'm not gonna talk about that.
I
take a whole is 10 million Scovilles, honey.
Guys, this is a family friendly show.
Is that our third one?
Fourth. This is our fourth.
I have the third one over here.
Oh, I do love to go to Monet's house. And let me tell you right now, if you don't want me to feel at home, don't say you're welcome, because I'd be going to Monet's house. First time I was like, Monet, can I get a please, sir?
You never have.
In the beginning, you're like, girl, just grab yourself something. So now I just walk in and start grabbing. Let's take a break.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back-
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they served millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Oh, this is sweet.
Right?
It is. I do. Okay, this is my first time feeling a kick.
I do feel a kick on this one.
I mean, I cleaned the bone though.
Right.
Girl, I'm a little nervous.
We're about to be half.
Because on a hot one, they be losing their shit. Like, fully losing their mind.
Chelsea Hannah was on there. Hers was funny.
I feel a little rumble in the jungle.
Do you? I feel like a little something. I'm not putting on either. It doesn't feel crazy to me.
I feel like some of them, they just, like, some of the celebrities just, like, scarf them down without, does that make any sense?
What do you mean? I don't know. I don't, man.
You have to watch DJ Khaled.
I need to.
It's so good. All right, so
are you sorry?
I just want to get it opened up so I can eat it. Cause what? Why you always making me eat chicken? Racially motivated.
Oh, people are saying.
Is this in the shot?
People are saying that watermelon girl.
Is it still there? Has it been in the shot the whole time?
Yeah. Oh, I thought we pushed that was out. We should put it back here.
Put it here then. Yeah.
Yeah.
People are saying. What were they saying about
it?
They
were saying that like she got called out because she was doing it like. Like, she was doing it in an incendiary way to incite people to react to it. What's the name? Watermelon Drea?
Johnny Watermelon.
Johnny Watermelon.
And people were mad. They were mad.
People called her out for it. And she was like, I think she, like, apologized or something.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm. That's a really, not a little sprinkle. This is called Los Calientes Hot Sauce by Heatonist.
Heatonist.
How you know?
I don't think heatonist is a word.
I don't think heatonist is a word either.
It sounds like hedonist, though.
Heathen?
It sounds like hedonist.
What does hedonist mean?
I think it's like something to do with like pain or something. Or abuse or something. Or people who are into that kind of stuff. Ooh. How many Scoville? This is liquidy.
49,000. Where's the thing?
We are now at 49,000 Scovilles.
We are.
Hedonism is like extreme decadence. So like.
Oh, the way hedonism is?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. You're thinking of sadism maybe, which is similar.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Like.
Shut
the but fuck hedonism up. Is also like decadence to a really extreme degree. So like orgies, like excessive drinking, like illegal, like ketamine, like.
Girl. This has less of a kick than the one before.
I agree. This one was not as intense as the last couple. How's touring been, by the way?
Touring.
But you been on the road? You had your whole fight with Delta. You were trying to go at it with Delta. Oh, you were trying to fight them.
Because I wanted to let them have it. And I got what I wanted.
What did you want it?
I didn't want it. I didn't like want it specifically, but I like they paid attention as opposed to just like, we'll help you out. They gave me like $500 in vouchers and they gave me 50,000 miles.
But also, bitch, I want to get to my next destination.
I know. That's really what I want.
I want a plane.
So I arrived to the fucking airport, right? At JFK, which now flying out of LAX. What's that?
It's probably celery.
A little bread.
It's probably celery or carrots or both.
That damn celery is brown. Celery shouldn't be brown. I arrived to JFK with Bob. Flying out of LAX is better than JFK. I think I'm a convert.
Also, everyone was dragging you about saying L.A. food is better than New York City food.
That was not everyone. And also,
okay, not every single person, but most folks like Monet. You're wild and out right now.
Also, New York City has more restaurants per capita.
Do not go off that one comment you read.
It wasn't one. Multiple people said that.
Don't act like you knew this, Monet.
I mean, I knew it.
Who reads a comment and be like, actually,
Bob. So of course, and
you will read a comment. New York has information the whole time.
New York has way more people than LA. Like I knew that.
How much way more?
New York has 60 million people.
9.
LA has 10.
New York has 9 million people.
No, New York has 16.
And no, Manhattan boroughs. Has 9 Manhattan. Million people. How much LA have?
LA has, I think it's 9 million people.
What did you Google that?
Because you are the guy that got the hot sauce.
Jacob pointed at me. Jacob said. Y'all can't see, but Jacob pointed that little dad finger at me. Jacob pointed the little dad hand at me. But anyway, did you get what you wanted out of them? Have you heard about the issue with the
pilot shortage?
Not power.
Pilot.
Yes. So apparently,
wait. This is the Queen Majesty Coco Ghost hot sauce. Oh, not Coco Ghost.
Is it a ghost pepper?
I don't know. This is Coco Ghost. Ingredients. Oh, heat level, very hot. Thank you.
71,000 Scoville units. The last one was 49,000. We jumped up.
I haven't felt anything severe yet, quite frankly.
This has white vinegar, pineapple juice, sweet onions, habanero peppers, ghost peppers.
Whoop! Now, ghost peppers are wild.
Are they?
These are like the wild things.
Have I ever had a ghost pepper in my life?
I don't think I've ever had a ghost pepper.
I don't think I have either.
I'm a little nervous about this one. Anyway, so what I hear it is, from what I understand, let me debone. Deep on, huh, honey? So when I hear this is what I heard. If you get a PIPP or PIP loan,
PPP loan,
PPP loan,
and so Kim Burrell said, praise power and something.
I hate when religious people change acronyms to religious. That shit annoys me. Isn't she the same one that said, for all I know, LGBT stands for let God be true?
I don't know.
Quickly.
Did she say that?
Someone said that. Let God be true quickly. I didn't say, and someone else said, I didn't say LGTB. I said S-I-N. Anyway, so if you take a PPP loan, you cannot fire people.
Oh.
If you take a bailout, you cannot fire your employees.
Oh.
But allegedly, what's happening is a lot of these airlines have been paying bonuses for people to quit. They've been incentivizing quitting.
Why?
Because they can save money that way. So if you give someone a bonus to quit, they can take this money and go get another job, and then they lose work for a little bit. They have money. They got a bonus to quit, but then they are severely understaffed.
It's annoying. It's horrible.
Which is why a lot of these flights are canceling like the moments of.
Bitch, it comes in 5 minutes before boarding.
This one's gonna gather us.
So why is Delta the flight all the girls use? Like, who decided that? Is it really the fantasy, or are we just now trapped in a Delta cycle?
I mean, I prefer Delta personally. But this is, girl, it's like, I feel like Jacob should try one to see if we're built different. Like, are we just built like? Oh, you're big.
Oh my God.
Shunt.
Who tried to feed Vacob meat?
Not Vacob. I will say, trying to be vegetarian around black folks is a whole shenanigan. And when we go home, I'm like, Jacob, I don't know what to tell you. My family's gonna be wild. And Jacob just like, we're just gonna skip this week. Keep talking to the microphone, that's what you're feeling. How do you feel about spicy foods, Jacob? About what? Spicy foods.
This is fine. This is not that spicy.
Okay, I will say crease up on you a little bit. Now I had more. I'm like, my tongue is burning.
It also could be a cumulative thing. I feel like I have a high tolerance for spicy food, but there is a point where I no longer enjoy it.
Okay, I'm a little hot.
There is definitely a an area where spicy food is no longer tasty. It is just hot.
Yes, it's hot.
But I haven't reached that part yet.
I double down on it, and I think I spoke a little too soon.
My tongue is burning.
This one does have a residual heat. That
uh-huh. Come. This is residual.
It's a residual. My tongue is hot.
Maybe she has some pink sauce.
You have pink sauce?
No, I don't have any pink sauce. We have ranch. This came with ranch? Yeah. That's kind of cheating. That's kind of cheating, though. Ugh. You're going through. Don't pick at it. Oh. I'm West Indian. Yeah, Rihanna. What's good now? Coming, rude boy, boy. Da bomb. Okay, now we're getting into the ridiculous names. This is called... No, this is spicy. This is called Da Bomb Evolution Hot Sauce.
How many skulls is that one?
1,000. Wait.
Girl, no, 35,000.
Wait, no. The next one should be Angry Scorpions, I believe.
Oh, Angry Scorpions is next? Yes. So where's the bomb?
The bomb is 8.
That would be 8.
Nope. 8, 9, 10.
Oh.
Okay, tell us about 13 Angry Scorpions, Jekyll and Hyde. Wait, is 13 Angry Scorpions the name of the brand or the sauce?
I think it's the brand.
Okay, this is called 13 Angry Scorpions. The thing is called Jekyll and Hyde. Age, Maruga, Scorpion, and...
Scorpions? I mean, we had crickets on the exchange rate, so... What?
Scorpion? Why? Aged Maruga Scorpion is the number... Oh, a scorpion pepper. Okay. Monet. Yeah, Monet is not... Monet not gonna make it. Monet ain't gonna make it. Okay, here we go. Jekyll and Hyde.
No, nigga. No, nigga, put that sauce on that motherfucking chicken. This nigga drop a dime-sized dollar for... Bitch, drenched.
I ain't trying to be like you and look crazy as hell.
We also still have half an hour left to go, so you can take as long a break as you need.
Okay.
Here we go. If you don't put that motherfucking hot sauce on that goddamn wing, we gonna have a parablem. Put that sauce on that wing.
I did. That's as much as you did.
Okay. Okay. You
get it all up on the chicken. Roll it around.
What the fuck is a scorpion pepper?
You think it's probably spicier than a ghost pepper, I would imagine.
I just don't like... How many Scorpion units, baby?
Is 109. The last one was 71.
We've doubled.
71. Double of 71 would be 142.
Okay, Mad Queen. Okay, Kine. Do you even know who Kine is?
Hold on.
Kine is the Canadian queen who mm-hmm. does the math stuff. How you feeling?
Mm-hmm. Maybe this one lingers.
It's gonna creep.
Hey.
So I creep. Oh. Yeah, just creeping.
I think when you have a drink, it makes it worse. When I drank that water. That's when it got wild.
Another New York accent came out. The water. Hey, yo, can I say my favorite sentence I've ever heard a New York City woman say?
What?
Any New Yorker say. This woman was getting off the bus.
Oh, you're something.
And her daughter was irritating her. And she grabbed her daughter and she said, "Hey, yo, son, you making me mad tight right now." That shit is so funny.
See, now, I know you're supposed to eat milk, drink milk. I don't like milk stuff. Milk, like, drinking milk like that would make me vomit.
I have oat milk, too.
I don't like milk stuff.
All right. We got to get back on track.
Yeah. Okay, so fast food joints. Now, okay, I have recently, for a very long time, because of that documentary Supersize Me, I did not eat McDonald's for at least 10 years.
But McDonald's slaps,
though. And now I'm back in my McDonald's bag.
Girl.
A Big Mac. Is everything. Take out the pickles, take out that middle bun, just have the two patties with the lettuce and the sauce. And
sauce? You are... Bitch, did you go to New York recently?
I was in there yesterday.
Was you hanging out with old friends? Because you are wild.
No, I'm not.
Bitch, you are a flat bush.
I
you are on the in train right
well,
now.
I stayed at my aunt's house when I missed the thing.
Oh, that's right.
So, but McDonald's slabs. McDonald's fries are so good.
They're amazing.
The burgers are good. The only thing that's nasty, the chicken nuggets. McDonald's chicken nuggets are disgusting.
They changed it.
I had them. They're,
and they went there. They will. A McDonald's chicken nugget will never be a Wendy's nugget.
But here's my thing. Life. Have you ever had chicken nuggets? Like vegan chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
They're better than.
Okay, we know you. We know you have a paid thing.
Oh, my God. But did you?
The contract is done.
Oh, yeah. Alpha Foods. Alpha Foods is great.
The money. I'm not. I don't work for Alpha Foods.
They're good. The chicken nuggets are good. Here's my thing. I think that Wendy's, they need to switch over to chicken and nuggets. Also, why do vegans need to put all these CHK apostrophe N ampersand?
I think it's like a way to signal. It's like a signaling that this is a vegan food.
Anyway.
So let everyone know. Let the people who are.
They should. All these McDonald's and Wendy's should switch it over overnight. Switch to chicken. People will not know. It tastes better. It's meatier. It's better. Just say.
You can't just sneak.
They will say. These are plant-based. People won't even read it. They'll just be eating it. And I'm like, oh my God. These taste better. I think they should do that.
I think that. Also, Shake Shack has amazing nuggets.
Oh yeah. Shake Shack is good.
Oh. What? Is Shake Shack bad?
No. Shake Shack is good. I was at a function. And it was they catered it with,
and we'll just say Jesus chicken.
Jesus chicken nuggets and the sandwiches. And let me tell you, them Jesus chicken nuggets, I'm sorry.
You said fuck them gay.
I felt so bad. But those fucking chicken nuggets.
I told you I used to work at Jesus Chicken in college. I worked at Jesus Chicken. Girl, Jesus Chicken. I did. I worked at Jesus Chicken my freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. And if you ever, people who work at Chick-fil-A, when you say thank you, you know, you have to say my pleasure. If someone thanks you when you work at Chick-fil-A, they have to say my pleasure.
And what if you don't? What, do you get fired?
I don't know what I am.
They just say you don't.
But it's just part of the policy. So when you say, like, if they hear you not saying it, they'll say, remember to say my pleasure. So whenever someone thanks you, I would say, thank you. To this day, I still sometimes say my pleasure when someone says thank you.
Do they? Okay, so you used to work there. Do they, like, is it like is everyone, like, well known that it's like a religious place to work? Like,
yes.
Really?
Like, on the cash register, it said, thou shalt not steal.
Got it.
Like from your side, not
yeah,
the
you
customer,
can, yeah.
The person working the register, it said thou shalt not steal on the cash register. And so my first name is actually Chris. And when I went to Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. my manager was like, what's your name? And I said Caldwell. And he goes, that's too hard. And he just printed out a name tag that said Chris on it. I was gagged.
Wait, how did he know your name? What was he getting your name?
Because I had filed tax work and all this stuff. And he saw my driver's license and all this stuff. That's too hard. We're going to do Chris. Printed out a name tag that said Chris. I had to wear the Chris name tag. And girl, I used to work the drive-thru. Welcome to Chick-fil-A. This is Chris speaking. How can I help you? Welcome to Chick-fil-A. This is Chris speaking. How can I help you? Bitch, how many times they said, hi, Krispy King? Bitch, they thought my name was Krispy King. Welcome to Chick-fil-A. This is Krispy King. No, bitch, this is Chris and I'm speaking. Or they thought Krispy King.
That is hilarious.
They always said, "Hi, Krispy."
Hi, Krispy King.
They called me
you were like the Krispy King of chicken. Like,
No, girl. They would just say, "Hi, Krispy." Hi, Krispy. Hi, Krispy. I say, "Not y'all calling me Krispy. This is wild." So people start, and I'm really black. So my nickname in my unwanted nickname. And elementary school was Krispy because they said I was burnt to a crisp. But I was triggered. Oh. I was working at Chick-fil-A and people would be like, hey, Krispy, can I get a...
So Chippy Krispy. God, Bob.
I am the Seven Dwarfs. Krispy, Chippy.
Girl, oh, no.
They used to call, so when they would come to the drive, they'd be like, oh, thank you, Krispy. Can I add some Polynesian sauce? And I would just be like, yeah, that's me, Krispy.
I was at a supermarket and they did have Polynesian and Chick-fil-A sauce like in like the squeeze bottles. And I almost bought it because sometimes.
Money, you are wilding right now.
I was like, Chick-fil-A sauce.
It's not like you grew up with Chick-fil-A.
I lived in Atlanta for a year.
Yeah, when you were like three.
No, I was like nine. Okay, the next one is the Bomb Evolution.
Now we're getting to names that are just that look violent.
This is what the bottle looks like.
This is 135,000 Scoville units.
This is almost double the one that made you.
I would be scared, but we. Let me
shake this. Oh, bitch, it's just coming out. Chung. Girl, this is paste. It's giving paste.
That's nasty. I'm going to have to put it out and just like.
Oh, my God. Not this.
Is this shit spoiled?
To quote Jan, not this.
This shit is spoiled.
It's too much. Get a good scoop.
I am.
Punch in.
Have you ever had someone come on you and it's like that?
Never, not even one time in my
life. I've had to chew come like that before. I swear.
But you like that chunky shit.
No, not like that. I don't like it. Okay, I don't want Play-Doh coming out your dick. That I have had someone's come in my mouth that has been that consistency.
Something's wrong with it.
It's just because they don't drink water. Like they're dehydrated.
We're at number 8, y'all. This is hot. This is very, very hot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gagiana.
Yeah.
This is this is not an enjoyable flavor. It tastes like this is to the point where it just not enjoyable. Tastes like heat.
Yeah.
It just tastes like chemicals.
It tastes like chemicals.
That's hot. That is very hot.
That's hot. We're at number 8.
Oh.
Yeah, it's hot.
The breathing
doesn't help.
You can't breathe. Fuck. Okay, we gotta keep talking.
I know, we have to talk. We're talking.
Have you ever worked at a restaurant?
I have.
No, I didn't have worked at a restaurant.
I have not worked at a restaurant.
But y'all didn't sell food at the Yale Club?
Okay. Which fast food place has the best burgers?
A Burger King.
Yeah.
It's hot! Checkers is also very good. It's hot. Baby, I need to change the shirt. Bring me a tank top. I'm crying.
That is fucking hot. Because it's nasty.
Sorry, Monet, can you say what happened for a few people who are listening?
I'm gonna tell y'all what happens. Mom was drinking.
Oh my God.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
nigga, you are crying. My nigga, you are crying.
Wait.
I need to have another piece of chicken.
Hold on. Okay.
What you got, bread?
Monet, listen to me. Tell me.
That actually helps.
Try to play cool. You ready? Three.
Hold on. My mouth is so hot.
On the count of three. We're going to act like we're not burning. One, two, three. So, yeah. I mean, it's pretty warm. Monet, we have. Oh, it's still on my face. Monet, we have to. Come on. Wait, we have to. You're going to let Lord make it a 10, but you can't?
Lord made it a 10 and not going to say.
Lord made it 10.
I can't come on now.
Monet, we got this. Come on.
Are you going to come my glitz together? Girls.
All right, so.
What happened to you being West Indian?
Best burger place.
Monet, best burger place you've ever had. Checkers has great burgers.
Yeah, but In-N-Out.
Okay, In-N-Out. The In-N-Out hype is madness. Y'all are acting and like
it's right.
Y'all are acting like In-N-Out is like you are still.
If you eat one, it cools it down a little bit. It helps.
Does it?
No.
Okay. I don't know. You're not looking too good over there.
I have another extra one, so you can eat as many as you want. I have, I think, 8 more. So.
Okay.
We're moving on.
I can't.
Just grab the one. Just put the wing on your plate. We'll deal with it from there. Put the wing on your plate. This one looks nice, actually. Look how nice this one looks. Extra mean green. Pucker butt.
Pepper. Okay, wait. Well, this is fine. So Bob was playing it cool. He opened his, what is this? A Nesquik milkshake?
Just like strawberry banana milk.
Shave banana milk. And Bob said, what caused you
to cough? Because this stuff makes you cough.
And milk went all over the table. And what makes it worse is you are crying and you're still crying. Is it involuntary? Can you feel yourself crying?
Yeah, I feel it, bitch. Yes. I feel this shit. Okay, I am now. How many Scovilles, baby? On Pucker Butt.
The Pucker Butt is 200,000. The last one is 100,000. This one is 200,000.
The last one is less?
No, it's 150 or something.
Sorry, the last one is 135. This one is 200,000.
Okay. Monet, we're close to the finish line. How much time do we have left in the podcast?
We have 20 minutes.
Oh my God. Okay, so let's slow down. I'm actually recovering pretty well. I'm in a good place.
I'm in a good place too. He's trying to convince me.
Jake, we need you to facilitate and ask us some more questions because this is.
Oh wait. So In-N-Out, have you had In-N-Out?
Of course, we live down the street from In-N-Out.
And do you like it?
It's good, but it's not Checkers, baby. First of all, it's too thin. It's too.
I like that.
But Checkers is a nice hefty burger. Also, the chili cheeseburger from Checkers, next.
I'm not a chili cheese. That's some Sonic shit. I'm not like a chili cheese dog, chili cheese fry person. That's too much.
You got see,
it's a Southern thing. Chili cheese is a Southern thing.
Is it?
Yes. Up north, we don't drink that.
You don't drink chili cheese. You can't even think straight. Look at you. Have you ever had a particularly terrible fast food? You know there's all these videos online of people trying to eat, like people giving the cashiers a hard time at Like there's these girls who were at the fry store,
the fry place downtown
in Brooklyn or in Lower East
Side, and they tore it up.
Apparently this sauce was like an extra $1.75,
and
they wanted sauce. And the guy was like, "It's $1.75." They were so mad. Apparently, allegedly,
they trashed it.
There's no alleged. The video of them destroying the place is real. The reason is alleged.
Well, they arraigned them, and when they went to court, the girls were like acting wild in court too.
It was $20,000 in damages.
This is crazy. I was like, that is wild.
It doesn't seem, I can't think of anything that they would do on the other side that would mirror that kind of behavior.
Yeah, I can't think of anything either.
But also there's the West 4 McDonald's.
The West 4 in downtown.
In the West Village.
The West 4, yeah.
Y'all, the West 4 McDonald's is, this place is.
I don't think I've ever been inside of it.
It ucha the ghetto. This is where UFC fighters train. This is where, Mike Tyson cut his teeth, honey. They are wild down there. I've seen fights there. And there's also a video of a guy who, there's like a guy behind the counter. And then these girls jump the counter.
At West 4th?
I can't remember the West 4th. It looks like West 4th. And he has a metal rod. And he just starts like bludgeoning them.
Honestly?
They hop the counter. And he is just.
Because he's at work.
He's at work.
And they're trying to like beat him up.
They're jumping the counter to
get it.
And I mean, he. Does good. I mean he, like his coworkers are like, oh my God, you are free, like you're going crazy. He is like he will not stop. Like he beats them to the ground, and then if they
how
if
many
they,
girls?
There's two of them. If they move an inch,
they're like on the ground. They're like,
and then he's like, bam. He's like, if like you can see the girl trying to get up, and he's like, I'm not fucking around.
Because he probably wants to keep them there until the police came.
There's also another video I saw today, because I love Reddit.
I know.
I love public freakouts.
Black people Twitter.
Black people Twitter. Fight porn. Nature is metal.
What does nature is metal mean?
Nature is metal is usually stuff like, this lion got into a fight with a hippo, but the lion's whole mandible is gone. Like, it's just a lion whose mandible is just dangling, and it's like he's going to start.
Because, you know, hippos are wild. Hippos are, like, one of the, they're, like, stronger than, well, obviously stronger, but they're, like.
They're the most terrifying.
Yeah.
You know, they're, like, they're the most dangerous animal in Africa next to, do you know the most, like, animal that kills the most people ever?
Hyena.
mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are responsible for more deaths than any animal in the world. Because they carry disease.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense.
But anyway.
Don't cough.
Girl, the wrong cough will get you fucked up. The wrong cough will fuck your shit up. Anyway, so this woman, these women tried to go behind the counter again. Uh-huh. And the lady behind the counter was not having it. She had had her she was done. So she fucking, when you clean out of the fryer.
With the hot grease?
Not the grease. Oh. Clean out with water. So while they're cleaning out the fryer, there's a fryer just full of like hot, hot water. She just scoops some water and just fucking throws it at them. Scalding hot water. And the girls just run out the door and she scoops up another one and she starts chasing them down the street.
Third degree burns, girl.
She's like, eh.
Have you seen the one on, it's a viral video of this guy, this kid trying to like blow fire. It's on TikTok. And then so his friend is like, we're filming him and he has like a thing and he puts oil in his mouth to blow the fire. He has to blow it. The fire comes back in his face and lights his whole shit on fire. And he's rolling around. His friend is like, no, roll. You got to stop, drop, and roll, dog. Stop, drop, and roll. Bitch, melted. Face melted.
Really? No.
Yes. I saved it. I don't have it. But I mean, when I say not his whole face, but he has like his whole, his face is disfigured from the burns because he couldn't put it out.
I used to try to breathe fire and stuff.
Girl.
I used to breathe fire, actually.
Like you like learn how to do it or you try to do it?
I learned how to do it.
Like professionally.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they teach you how to, the people will comment on the video, like he had too much gas in his mouth. So it like.
Well, first of all, let me just say right now, don't do anything I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Can I say that again? Do not do anything. I'm not going to say it.
No, I want to know.
So you're supposed to, you don't feel your mouth like the biggest gulp. It's enough just to feel your cheeks like this. Uh-huh. And then you have to go, like you have to like do an extreme into the flame. You pull the flame away and you pull your head away as well so that it doesn't dribble down your cheek because it will travel.
Yeah.
You're like, you ever seen them drop a lighter, drop a match on gasoline? Yeah. It travels.
Yeah.
Also, Bacardi 151 is what you should probably be using. Bacardi 151 is just
151 proof?
151 proof Bacardi. It's just, so and it's very flammable.
All right, I think it's time for the next wing.
Well, tell me more about the Bacardi.
All right, Mo. This one sounds nice, doesn't it?
Do you want to open up one of your milks beforehand?
Look how sweet the bottle looks.
I mean, green is normally not crazy, so I'm like.
Okay, Monet. I feel much better now.
I feel better too, but we're about to end up in the same fucking place. That's why I'm fucking mad.
A worse place.
What is your favorite performance moment? Like, what is a moment that your co-host has had that you saw them performed and you were gagged? You were like, this is the most
amazing. My co-host, Monet?
Yeah, Monet. What is your favorite Monet Exchange performance moment of all time?
Oh, Monet's All-Star performance is insane.
Oh.
It was insane. Monet singing, that was the best performance in the history of the variety show. I really, really mean that.
Thank you, Roberta.
It was amazing.
Now, I realize a lot of my friends I've said I.
Why this one I feel that bad?
I don't know.
It's a trick. It's gonna come out.
Yeah. I think that I realize a lot of my friends have never heard me sing classically. Not even jazz and rights heard me sing before.
Really? Didn't y'all do a program together?
We did, but we weren't in the same thing. I don't know how it worked out, but she never heard me sing before. That one was not as bad.
That's some sneaky shit. Are you sure that? How much?
So I'm also going to say, I also lied so Monet would do it. It was 700,000 instead of 200,000.
Jacob. The green one?
Yeah, the one you just did was 700,000. The very final one is a lot.
1 million?
2 million.
That should look ignorant as hell, don't it?
Apollo.
Look, this shit looks ignorant as fuck.
Yeah, this one wasn't that bad.
It wasn't.
That's really odd.
It is burning my lips now a little, though.
I did go back for a second bite, which I'm probably going to regret. Okay. It does not taste good, though.
Yeah, it's not a good one.
It tastes green.
Yeah, I like green sauce.
But no, it tastes like kale or like a salad sauce. Like not a salad dressing, but like a sauce that goes, like a sauce made from salad.
Like who?
Okay, can you tell me a performance idea that gagged you? Damn. Oh my God.
So it's probably on Facebook still. One of my favorite ones was when you performed at the I don't know what Glammy is. The Glammy Awards were these awards that we would do in New York City to honor New York City nightlife. I'm hosted by Cherry Jubilee. And when he did the, you blocked me on Facebook, and now you're going to die. So Bob did this.
So what's the name of that song? Can you Google it? The lyrics are, you blocked me on Facebook, and now you're going to die.
And then Bob constructed, so Bob got this, like, he got this, like, big black sheet.
Yep.
And then, so in the number, some Bob's boyfriend or Bob's partner, whatever, internet friends, like, blocked him on Facebook. He's dating this person, the person blocks him on Facebook, and Bob does a whole Carrie moment and gets telekinetic powers.
Yeah.
So Bob built this black sheet and hired these actors to act as the out. It was crazy.
I also had that dress that opened up. I was in a gown, and then it opened up, and there were dancers underneath it dressed in all black.
Right.
And then I go, like, I'm like, making, like, his body's, I replace his legs with, like, these, like, puppet legs.
Yeah. It was crazy.
And then it was, like, lipstick and high heels.
And you were, like, throwing them, and they were, like, even you controlling him. I was, like, it was very smart the way you injured. That was another one I was like, he can do anything.
I would like to redo it now with a budget. The stuff I used to do with no budget, by myself, I made all that stuff by myself. I did the whole Wizard of Oz. I made all the costumes. No, you all helped me with the number. I made all the costumes for everyone.
You didn't make all the costumes. I provided my own belt, though.
That you weren't wearing a belt?
No, for my Dorothy. Those gingham pants, my white top and the red belt.
My lips hurt.
I know, right? My lips are burning around. That's what I'm saying. My lips are like, I feel like Naomi Smalls.
Like, you got a little bit of work done. But that last one, I think I'm still reeling from number seven.
Eight. Eight was wild. It was the texture, the pace.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. It was so thick.
Ugh.
We had to put so much of it on it.
My lips are burning a lot.
Oh, my lips are done, done. What's your favorite performance you ever done? Is there something you want to, like, an old performance you want to redo now that you have, like, budget and resources?
Oh my God. An old performance I want to redo now I have budget and resources? I can't think of one.
What about your food mix?
Oh my God. Remember that food number? I posted on Patreon.
Can you describe it to them?
I would do this food number when I would have clips from, like, White Chicks, and it was Kelly Clarkson. Addicted. Addicted to you, it's like I did. And then I would just, at the end of the number, I would pull out this shopping bag and I would pull out all of these things. It was like confected sugar, mayonnaise, mustard, heavy whipping cream, icing, pepper, like
margarine,
Crisco, and I would mix it all together and then eat it at the end of the number. And it was gross.
It was horrible.
I only did that number four times. I couldn't do more than that. It was nasty.
Man, that's enough. You know, years ago, a queen who shall not be named, but has a certain vodka that's blood red, blood orange, whatever. She used to do a number where she would come to the club and she would do, like, some song about money. It was like, maybe it was like, the best things in life are free, but you can give it to the birds and the bees. I want money. So a lot of people would tip her a lot of money because she was doing this song about money. Mm-hmm. I mean, she would end up with, like, a lot of money. And then she would take out a blender.
No.
And she would pour in, like, vodka or scotch or Bailey's and then put the money.
No, Bob, you're a liar.
I'm not lying. She put the money in the blender and then she would blend it and drink it.
And drink it?
And this was pre-Drag Race, so she'd end up with, like, a lot of money. It'd be like $100 or so. And everyone's like, yeah, money, girl. We like they were, like, living for the notion. And then you see everyone's reaction change.
It has to be online somewhere. I need to see this. And she would drink it?
She would drink it.
What does that even do to your insides? Your body can't even, how can your body process that?
Girl.
She's still here, so.
But yeah, she would fucking drink.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
But yeah, she would fucking, that was a really interesting number to witness because it was just, there was so much to take in. There was the notion that she just drank this money, that she blended everyone's dollars. But the part of it is like, well, you gave her the dollars.
Right. And
it would have gone up her nose or down her throat. One of the two.
I'm done. Well, and then where are you getting a blender from?
She would have, it was at the Ritz, because they had that DDA booth back there.
Oh.
And she would just pull it up.
Got it.
Because it was the whole thing. Is it time?
If we're interested, it is time to do the very final wing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
But let's talk about our journey so far. How are you feeling? What did you think was going to happen?
I thought it was going to get hotter way earlier. It didn't get hot until like 7.
Well, 8 was the wild.
8 was wild.
And
but the journey was just so tame.
I agree. The first 5. The first 6 were nothing.
Nothing.
For me, anyway. I do remember feeling a little bit of heat. The first time, I mean, obviously the spittle was when I was really losing my shit. And I am nervous about this one.
I'm very nervous.
And what exactly made you spit that out?
I had to cough when I drank it. So I had it in my mouth, but then I had to cough. And then I was laughing because I coughed. So it was like a whole thing. Can you please tell us how many Scovilles are in this? We're going to do it.
Is it 2? Well, the website says TBA, but I believe it is 2 million. Over 2 million Scovilles.
It is, this is in a hot sauce made by Hot Ones. It's called The Last Dab. It's called Apollo. Made with the Apollo pepper. There are no...
Are these peppers like man-made? Or
it is over 2.5 million. Most of these peppers are genetically modified.
Got it. I was about to say, because nature would not produce this. This is some man-made shit.
Nature makes full-on poison.
It's a combination of both. People like selectively breed their peppers.
You think nature would not make... Bitch, nature has plants that will end you. You smell this, it'll be your last time smelling the roses.
I don't need you to pour my stuff. I'll pour my stuff.
In fact, hold on. I'm gonna put this one away.
Or we do each other.
No, I'm not.
You pour mine. I don't want yours.
I don't want this rule.
You pour mine.
No, I'm gonna pour my own. I don't want this any part of this rule that you just made up. I drenched it.
Mine is pretty drenched too. Wait, hey, Monet, Mo.
I don't want to.
You just diving in. How's it smell?
It's mustardy.
I'm very nervous about this one.
I don't want to.
I'm gonna splat this one off. Monet, I love you very much.
Picture, are we dying?
Over 2 million.
2.5.
Scovilles, honey. Welcome to Scoville, Pennsylvania. All right. It doesn't taste good.
So, in your opinion, who is the best dancer in Drag Race history?
Kennedy Davenport is an amazing dancer.
Yeah.
She's phenomenal.
Yeah, Kennedy Davenport is probably the best. That, what move always gets me is the kick,
mm-hmm.
kick, both.
Chi-Chi Devane also did some.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
I don't know what was up with number 8.
Yeah, because this isn't that bad, right?
I'm not going back again. That's how you got fucked up the first time. Going back for a second bite. It's all the sauces. Why did you do this?
All the sauce every roll at once.
Why did you do this?
Because I'm proud of myself for doing this today. It's a little hot now, but...
8, okay, 8 was the worst.
8 was the worst.
I don't know what was up with number 8, but she did not come to play.
And the only different thing was the texture. The texture of number 8 was the only different thing than anything else. I think that's what it, because the texture is so thick, we put so much on there, I think.
Fuck, why was 6 afraid of 7, bitch? Why was 7 afraid of 8? Why were all the bitches scared of 8? Because 8 was bananas.
My lips are burning.
I think that I wish I had gone on Hot Ones, because I would have fucking crushed.
Yeah, I would do Hot Ones. Well, now we can't. I'm like, bitch, we already know what's gonna happen.
We crush. To be honest, these could have all just been replaced with ketchup. We could have been lying this whole time.
Oh, this is what we did it.
Could you act that well?
Yeah. Bitch, I tricked you. Number 8, you think that was real? You think that was really, that was not hot? You really think?
Wait,
bitch, I'm saying Lucian.
All right, let's go.
Well, ketchup. we'll do one ketchup on the end. You ready, Monet?
One ketchup. You need to act like this is the spiciest, hottest wing you've ever had.
Not Jacob with the acting challenge. All right, we're gonna act like this ketchup is
here we go.
All right, and scene.
All right, you ready, Mom? How many Scovilles is this one, Jacob? This one is called Heinz Tomato Ketchup.
Oh my god, what's the name? Hear the name. Heinz?
15 billion Scoville units.
That's not that many.
15 billion. It's genetically modified chili pepper. It's not FDA approved.
So how much hotter is this one than number 8?
This is 120 times hotter than number 8.
I can't.
Let's just do it. Hey, don't chew it. But just like... Oh, I can't. I can't. Money, I can't. I literally can't. Take... Jacob, get the... Oh my god. Hold on.
And scene.
Ew. I was almost gonna bob from
Viola.
From the scene.
I'm coming for your gig, mama.
From seeing the milk almost made me upchuck. I hate milk.
Ray, comment below, how did we do? Was it good or was it not good? All right, I love you, Monet.
I love you too, girl. This was number 8. I hate the number 8 now.
Girl, wow, drag my season.
And season.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.